This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Not now, but we're talking early May, May 2nd and 3rd, at the International Skating Center in Simsbury. There's the Skate to Eliminate Cancer. And we're super lucky to be able to talk to Scott Hamilton with his CARES Foundation joining us here on Brian & Company. And I talked yesterday, Scott. I worked for NBC Universal for a number of years. We took a picture together in Pyeongchang because my sister, I'm not a big stargazer type, and I'm not a big selfie guy type thing, but my sister was a huge figure skating fan, and I had to stop you for a picture, and you were gracious enough to let me do that and make my sister's day. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for that. That's so great. I know we were supposed to talk yesterday, and I apologize. I'm at a World Figure Skating Championships up in Boston, and yesterday, it just I don't know what happened. My phone didn't charge. I overslept, all these things. So I'm really happy to be talking to you this morning.
We're grateful for it. A couple of questions. So, like, what are you doing with the sport now? I mean, you're not announcing actively anymore, right? What are you doing?
I have a skating academy in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm involved in just trying to, you know, build the sport in Nashville. And I'm still very involved with U.S. figure skating and with the ISU and just really trying to figure out new ways and better ways of getting more kids on the ice and more people watching figure skating.
Well, I mean, watching my sister, now that you don't have to do those little the compulsory stuff, I think it makes it a lot more fun for kids. A couple of quick questions before I get to the event in early May. One is, how's your health? Are you doing well?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. You know, I always joke that I've never been this old before, so I have nothing to compare it to. But, yeah, I'm doing really well. It's really wild that I had a birthday a long time ago that my mom didn't get to have, and then last year I had a birthday that my father didn't get to have. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like I've been blessed to be given a lot of life and a lot of really wonderful experiences and a lot of great opportunities, and just being able to work towards those and make them happen has been just the blessing of a lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, gold medalist, long time, you know, skating announcer, but also multiple time cancer survivor. Scott Hamilton joining us here in Brian & Company, and his CARES Foundation does a ton of great work, raises a lot of money for cancer. The other thing I just want to ask you really quickly is how is the skating community doing? Obviously, we talked a lot on the show and in the news about the tragedy, and I know probably there's a gathering in Boston that has a lot of people who are touched by the casualties of the plane crash. I mean, how's it going?
It's been horrible. I mean, it's a tragedy that you just can't reconcile. You know, when you see these children at the dawn of their careers, and they're just coming from a nationals, they're at the training camp, they're at the development camp, and all they see is these phenomenal champions, and then they're going to be one of those someday, and then their lives are lost. And I think it's one of those losses that you just can't reconcile. You know, you just try to figure out a way to find your footing. And, you know, personally, I don't remember ever being that profoundly, like, first it was shock, and then it was devastation, and it was just sadness, just a heavy, hard sadness. You know, but the skating community comes together. They did a big event in Washington to support the families, just to do something. And, you know, as you know, Simsbury, you know, you've had a lot of amazing skaters come through that area. Yep. And, you know, Sergei Grinkov was one of them. And, you know, his loss of his life at 28, you know, is devastating. And the plane crash for the U.S. figure skating team in 1961. This sport is no stranger to tragedy, but this one hit hard, really, really in a unique and difficult way. It's really been really just hard to rise above it.
Well, our condolences. I mean, it obviously was incredibly avoidable, too. We're talking with Scott Hamilton, obviously figure skating champion, just a great, great life story. Talk about the CARES Foundation, then talk about what's happening in early May right here in Connecticut in Simsbury.
Well, it's always exciting to come back to Simsbury. I mean, Stars on Ice, we would always have our our sort of gathering time there where we'd start to put the show together. The CARES Foundation came out of my cancer battle. You know, when I lost my mom, I was 18 years old. She had a cancer that was really difficult to treat, and they threw everything they could at her, and they couldn't find a solution to her problem. So she succumbed after suffering for about 2 years, and I became a fundraiser. And then 20 years after I lost her, I'm diagnosed with cancer, and I intimately understood what it feels like to go through it. So I became an activist, I guess, you know. So I realized that, you know, we needed to make it better for the next person going through it, and I kind of understood it much, much better. So we created some, in the beginning, some information, really important information through chemocare.com so that we could take the mystery out of chemotherapy and empower patients to really understand what their journey is going to look like and how they can better plan for it and understand exactly what's happening with their bodies. And the other thing we created was a mentorship program where we pair newly diagnosed patients with survivors. That's called Fourth Angel Mentoring Program. And when I was going through my cancer, I felt like it was one step in the dark after the next. You know, yeah. I was just like, where am I going? What am I doing? How am I doing? I had no idea. And, you know, as great as my health care was, they couldn't really help me with that. So we created an organization that pairs newly diagnosed patients with survivors. We also pair caregivers because it's a unique journey, and it's something that where people need support. And so the Fourth Angel Mentoring Program is up and doing amazing work. And we also pair pediatric caregivers because that's a really unique journey as well. Yeah. So all that being done, now all we do is fund research. And the research thing is really kind of, it's hard to touch it. It's hard to feel it. It's not, you know, something that you could actually see happen right in front of you. But what's really important about it is, 50 years ago, my cancer had a 5% survival rate, and now it's 95%. And you know, we funded all we do is fund immunotherapy, just, you know, teach our bodies how to detect and destroy the cancer and also how to do it more naturally. Our bodies, you know, created the cancer. Let's teach our bodies how to detect and destroy it because our immune systems are phenomenal, complex, you know, entities that really just do phenomenal work and miraculous work. Why not cancer? You know, it's just a cell. And so the immunotherapy world has grown incredibly since we put that stake in the ground. And we're seeing, you know, advancements like never before. And my hope has never been higher that we will be able to create just through collaboration and research ways for everyone, and I mean everyone, to survive this disease.
Yeah, I did a lot of work with a foundation in Boston on neuroblastoma, and the pediatric cancer is the worst because, like, for years and years and years, the pharma wouldn't touch it because they couldn't make as much money on it. Now, finally, we're making a lot of headway for our children. Now, we're talking with Scott Hamilton and the CARES Foundation. We only have a little bit of time left. There's the Frozen 5K Public Skate on Friday, May 2nd. There's this the Celebration Ice Show on that Saturday night. Just talk a little bit about at the ICC in early May.
Well, it's a great way to come together to celebrate the fundraising of our philanthropist skaters, and Katya Gordieva is coming back. Victor Petrenko is going to be there as well. And Max Nomoff. And Max, I think is a lot of people are more familiar with Max because both of his parents were on that plane that went down in Washington. So he's an amazing young man, and he's joining us again this year. And any community we go to, we partner locally with an organization that has, you know, like-minded goals, and we're partnering with Connecticut Children's. And this is the International Skating Center's 30th anniversary, and they're expanding their facilities. And it's just so great to see that facility just see it its best days. And remember the best days and have more best days ahead. So it's just been an incredible place where so many skating legends have called home. And if people want to get involved, they can go to fundraise.scottcares.org/Simsbury, and they can get involved and support these skaters that have worked really hard to raise money to be a part of what we're doing and really just save and extend lives.
Listen, again, it's fundraise.scottcares.org, and if you put /Simsbury, it'll take you where you need to go. You can donate there. There's all the information on the events on Friday and Saturday, May 2nd and May 3rd. And again, the ISC in Simsbury, again, they're really ramping things back up again, so we want to support them as well. Listen, Scott, you're a living legend. It's so great to have you on the show, and I hope everything goes well in Boston.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And I hope you can swing by and we'll take another picture.
Sounds good. Will do. Done.
Okay.
I don't know if the hair's growing at all, but, you know, I'm sure it hasn't. So I'm sure you look exactly
hair's
the same.
Overrated.
Scott, thank you.
Thank you.
Scott Hamilton. Honestly, if you talk to anybody in the sporting world, he's one of the nicest human beings you will ever, ever meet. And the guy's been through a ton. And he won a gold medal. It's incredible. So Scott Hamilton, and again, go to fundraise.scottcares.org. You can go through there, just put a /Simsbury, and it'll get you all the information for early May.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.